Is it MP3 player?
They don't know what MP3 players are. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for participating. This is our first inaugural meeting of the Development Administration Board. We are starting at 3:09 p.m. on March 14th, 2024. We have one item on the agenda. In attendance, we have Jay Boffman, City Administrator, and Community Development Director Rob Patterson, City Attorney and Planning and Zoning Administrator. Andy Spencer, our City Engineer and Public Works Director, and Audrey Moore, our Planning Commission member. We do not have a fifth Planning Commission member, but we do have a quorum because we have one Planning Commission member here. We have one item on the agenda, a request from Mike Hawkins, subdivider of the Hawks Landing subdivision, to extend the deadline for his plat. Plat originally approved back in June 20th, 2023, under the old code, would have expired in December. We granted kind of an administrative extension while we were working out a ditch issue and asked that he would submit an extension application to formally extend it for the year. He submitted that. Under our code, we have several rules about when the DAB can approve an extension. That is, they have to show good cause, that they're making efforts to complete the improvements and record the plat, and the restrictions on when to grant an extension is if it no longer conforms to current land use regulations, if surrounding property has been developed in a different manner that precludes the development as originally approved, if there are sensitive lands that have been identified, or if they tried to modify the subdivision. In this case, there aren't really any of those present. He's now working on this subdivision. They're making the ditch improvements and working on completing the rest of them, and substantially still conforms with all other requirements of our code. So with that, any other discussion or thoughts on the extension?
I have two questions. Number one, he had reached out in a very general manner, asking to have six lots potentially rather than seven. I had understood they were going to like combine lots six and seven or something like that, and my understanding now is that he has decided, no, I'm good with the seven lots, I'm going to stay as I am.
That is what I understand as well. I explained the process for how he could amend it, and then he did not follow up on that. So I think he's sticking with the seven lot subdivision as originally approved.
Okay. And then the other is just more of a comment, and it's just a housekeeping comment, but it is something I'm going to point out. And that is that along lots 1, 2, and 3, where it borders 11200 North, the final plat that they provide the city, the irrigation easement should also be a public utility easement so that these homes can be served by power, gas, etc., installed along the standard public utility easement location. And then because this is a Lehigh Irrigation facility, we do want Lehigh Irrigation to sign the plat as an acknowledgement of accepting these improvements and approving their plans. And so in any motion that's made, I'd be happy to make that motion if there's no other discussion, that those be just added as conditions of the extension. So they're just technical details, but I'd like to point them out to them so that they get those changes made.
I think that's fine. Our standard PUE would be required from the subdivision. We probably would have caught that when they went to record anyway.
And yeah.
It's Lehigh Irrigation has property interest, so they can sign the plat.
Yeah. Recently, by way of explanation, we had an issue with Pleasant Grove Irrigation where Highland City was trying to assert that Pleasant Grove should maintain a ditch in a property, and it's in a subdivided property, and they were pushing back saying, hey, we never approved this. This isn't our facility. This is your problem, city. And so I'm getting a little bit more sensitive about the irrigation company signing the plat in acceptance of the improvements that are theirs, or acceptance agreement, however you want to look at that, to the improvements that are theirs. So because of that issue, so which is why I raised this.
I think those are good points to make as potential stipulations on a motion.
Great. I was just going to ask, when I read it, it said that it generally complies, basically. I don't have the wording in front of me. So I was wondering if there were any other changes that were made. This is the original plot, correct?
Yes.
And he has not come back with any other communication or?
He inquired changes. What it would look like if he would change it down from a 7-lot subdivision to 6. And I said, yeah, we can look at that. You just have to submit a new final plat application fee and a civil review fee because we'll review all the utility lines. And he said, no, for now. So
okay.
He's chosen not to change it. So it's still the original plat. The original civil plans have already been approved for.
And everything else is in compliance of those five stipulations.
Yes, they are.
So in our approval, Rob, this is a technical question that as Roger was asking that, you probably already stated it and I missed it, but in our extension, the approval to extend the expiration, all the original conditions of approval from the council would still continue with this extension. We're just approving an extension and throwing on any additional conditions that we might have as we looked at it to say, oh, now this code now requires this or this code now requires this. Just format for these going forward.
Yes, correct. So original conditions apply unless we make any changes. And then we're extending it for 1 year from the original expiration date, which is what our current code allows. So the new expiration date, if we approve it, will be December 17th, 2024. And I'll let him know that I'll issue a letter of decision saying, here's your new expiration date. Okay. Get it done by then.
Okay. Does anybody else have any discussion? Otherwise, I'm prepared to make a motion. Okay. So I will. Okay, so I'll make a motion. I'm going to add one more that's not going to take anybody by surprise. Okay, I move that the Development Administration Board accept the findings and approve the request to extend the final plat expiration date for Hawks Landing to December 17th, 2024, subject to all of the original conditions of approval by the City Council continuing with this extension. Public utility easements along lots 1 to 3 the irrigation easements along lots 1 to 3 also being denoted as a public utility easement, a signature block for Lehigh Irrigation being added to the plat, and as a side note, not a condition of the approval, that the applicant be informed relative to if he ever did want to change and reduce those lots 6 and 7 into one lot, that we would then require him to go up into the street and terminate the utility laterals that he's now going to have to install. And so a little bit of encouragement to make up your mind now, if that makes sense, just so that we build it once and build it right. And that is my motion.
A second.
Okay, all right, I'm doing this. We have a motion by Andy, a second by Jay. We'll do a roll call vote. Jay?
Aye.
Rob is an aye. Andy?
Aye.
And Audrey?
Aye.
Vote is unanimous, 4-0. The motion passes. The extension is granted with the conditions outlined by Andy. And we'll let him know. And that's our only item of business. That'll adjourn our meeting here today.
Do we need to move to adjourn?
Technically, no.
Oh, we don't?
Not on this one.
Great.
Okay. But the gavel is
adjourned.
Important.
We're adjourned. Great.
Do you sneak in here and do that on your own time?
Just because I've ever done it, and I wanted to do it with gusto.